Okay, Rabbi Isai. So we'll start the Gemara. We'll just read the Mishnah again quickly. So the Mishnah brought down basically Vrom Shen Chayav Olam Mishim Pigul Koymet Kseres Levoina Milchaskei Milchaskei Mashiach Vadam Vanesachem Abon Bifnei Hatsman Devar Meir Chomoyim Af Abon Im Abahim. So basically, the Mishnah is listing here things which are either not matirim, don't need a matir, or things that weren't nitar, as we discussed last week. That means in order for the Abidim Pigel, it's not enough that it's from the carbon that has a matter to it. It has to have gone through the process of being nitar in order to be chayef a pigel. We began to discuss last week whether that's a tanai in the pigel or it's a tanai to be chayef koros in the pigel, right? So we had a diak from Rashi. Rashi said that ain chayevan aleim koros. So from Rashi is mashma the shein pigul is chal, just there's no koros. And then we had other indications that maybe there's no din pigul at all, which we'll go into in the Gemara. The Mishnah then said, "Vachachomer moyim rafa boven abehema luk shemin shal matzorav shemin oimer ain chayevan mishem pigul." There also, the luk shemin is considered a separate component from the korban, so even though you can't use it until you spritz the blood of the Dama Hashem of the Mitzvah, still in all, according to the Tanakhame, it's not treated as a Dover Hanitr. Anything which has a matir, you chayev a pigul, ha'oila, Doma matir besar l'mizbeach v'or l'koyanim. The oil is considered a dover haniter, the part that goes on the mizbeach and the skin which goes to the koyanim are both considered niter through the dam. And oil is oif, doma matir is besar l'mizbeach, chata oif, doma matir is besar l'koyanim. So they're both of these, side of chatasoif and side of oilasoif, is a dover hanitr. Basically, the Mishnah is saying is you don't need a dover hanitr l'mizbeach, and you don't need dafka dover hanitr l'odom. Either one is enough to be called dover hanitr. So by a oif, you have one or the other. Most korbanos have both, right? By an oila, even by an oila, you have achilas odom and achilas mizbeach, by oilas behemah. Because you have an or that goes to the koyanim, and you have the rest of the behemah that goes on the mizbeach. But by the oif, you have only achilas mizbeach or only achilas adam. Either one is enough to be called pigul. Paraman isrofim, siman isrofim, domon matur simirun likorev, and therefore it's considered over hanitr. There's another condition to be chalad in pigul. Has to be matan dam on the mizbeach hachitzain, like a shlomim, because that's where the pasuk of pigul is, and therefore anything that's nitin bifnim, any blood which is put in the heichal is not included in the din of pigul. Okay, so in other words, par manis rafim, because the dam is nitin in the heichal and not in bachutz. So therefore, it's not included in the din of pigul. Okay. Omar Ula. Koymetz pigul sheheloi al gabi amizbeach poka piguloi mimen. It's poka the pigul. So this obviously directly connects to what we were discussing. So Ula's basically saying he didn't clarify yet what happened. There's two stages of akrov on the mizbeach. There's halor and there's akrov. Okay, so by koymitz, by let's say dam, there isn't two steps. By dam, there's one step. It reaches the mizbeach. Kimet shigia dam l'kir shel mizbeach. We'll see even later on in the mesecht, even the aver mizbeach is koylet the dam, right? By a koymitz, by anything that needs haktor, a murim, anything that needs haktor on the mizbeach, there are two steps. There's halal, right? Which is the Alta Avoida. That's the Maisa Avoida, the Halo. And then there's the consumption. There's the consumption of it. It gets burnt up on the Mizbeach. Right? Those are two steps. So even though Mitzad the Adam, it's over once you put on the Mizbeach. Meaning if somebody, if a Kohen would put on the Mizbeach, and before it's Mashla'ar, before it gets consumed, the Kohen would have a Shalai L'Shema, have no impact on the Kohen. Because Al the Gavra, Al Tavoida, it ends as soon as you put on the Mizbeach. But L'maisa, the Avoid is not completed, the Ritzri is not completed, until it's consumed, whatever consumption means. So Ula here wasn't clear. Was he talking about the Chelek HaGavra? Meaning, the Gavra just put on the Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara is assuming at this point. Or was he talking about the Achilas Mizbeach? But he's, the bottom line is he uses such a Lashon, Poka Piguloi Mimen. So even though the Koimitz is Pigul, the Maisa, once you put on the Mizbeach, Poka Piguloi Mimen. What? Simple halu means, right, halu, just physically on the Mizbech. The Gemara is going to conclude that's not what he means, but that's the chayr to have a meaning. Now, how is the pigul poka? So the vayli is not mazbar the pigul's poka. He's mazbar what his raya is that the pigul is poka. He's mazbar. How do I know this? How do I know that it's poka pigul? If it brings acherim lidei pigul, it has to be. If it brings other things to pigul, so it itself must surely be nifka the shame pigul. Gemara says, what do you mean? My koma. It's a takel. Takel. Hochin koma. Doesn't mean to say that it's maybe lidei pigul. He means to say, im eni miskabel, hech mevi achem lidei pigul. Meaning, we know that you need hatzah. In order for something to be pigul, the process has to be completed. So if you're going to tell me that we view the halah on the mizbeach like halah as psul, so there's no hatzah. How does it become pigul? Must be that it becomes pigul. It must be that there's a poker pigul in it. Okay. Now it's unclear what he's being moisif. I mean, we already had on the Mishnah. Rashi already said this clearly in the Mishnah. If you go back to the Mishnah, Rashi says this. Rashi says that it's poka pigulim imenu. Rashi says adaf membeis amenbeis. Av shepigul b'shchite lo yamlin en maya ba'alme kizorik. So Rashi seems to allude, Rashi on Membeis and Membeis alludes to what Ula is saying over here. Rashi seems to be saying, why don't we say that when you spritz blood on the Mizbech of a carbon pigle, you're doing nothing? It's water. In other words, Rashi's already alluding to Ula's point. Ula's coming, he's coming from the other side. Ula's saying, it can't be, Chmene. If the Hartzah of the Dam makes the carbon pigul, it must be that it's a kosher Hartzah. If the Koimitz makes the rest of the carbon into pigul, has to be that the Koimitz, the shame pigul, goes off the Koimitz. Right? Rashi already bavarns this. Because Rashi says, why don't we say that the Zrika is nothing? The Zrika is Maya Ba'alme. That's Rashi's lotion here, right? Why don't we say Zrika? Rashi says, you should say it's Maya Ba'alme Kazor. It's Rashi's lotion. Lo Yamlin in Maya Ba'alme Kazor. Says, we don't say that. That's the Chiddush. Says, why the Bahachi Chayvei Rachmana? The Bahachi Chayvei Rachmana. The Torah was Machayev in that way. Meaning in a Chanami. If the Torah wasn't Machayev, that's Taka what we would say. But we don't say that. You see, Rashi, it's a couple of lines down on Membeis and Membeis. He's just spritzing water. He says, no, we don't say that. He says, why does Rashi says, why don't we say it's Maya Bahome? That's what Bahochi Chayv Rachmona. This is how the Torah was Machayv. Meaning, we're already alluding to Ula's problem. Ula's saying, if it shafts pigul, it has to be a kosher thing. How could it make pigul? Pigul needs hartzah. So if the koimetz or the dam is making pigul, right? If it's making pigul, it has to be that it's not, that it itself is not pigul. Because if it itself is pigul, it can't make something else pigul. Rashi is already bavarning this. Rashi's saying that we don't say that. And Rashi says, why? So in other words, in a way, Rashi answered Ula's question. Ula's saying, how could it? It can't be. It's pigul. The koimetz is pigul. How is it making anything else pigul? So Rashi's saying, in a chlami, b'ochi chayv rachmona. B'ochi chayv rachmona. You have that in Kol HaTorah. Adarabba, we have very often where the Torah asks for something, and that itself gives it a chashivas. Even something that would normally not be considered a ma'aseh, like Moshe Gidan Osha. Gidan Osha, we paskin ain't begidim benoist in time. Right? We paskin the gittak has no time. But we, so why are you chayef on the git? So we say, b'hochi chayef rachmona. Rachmona achshavei lachila. The Torah went and really, if the Torah wouldn't have answered it, it would be considered eating a bone, eating a stick. But the Torah was achshavei lachila. The Torah, by saying don't eat the gid, the Torah itself validated it into an achil. In fact, that's how he answered it. The brisker of this akasha later on. It's also Gemara in Chum, where the Gemara brings a riot at Bnei Yaakov, Wachayev already on the gid anosh before Matan Torah. The Gemara says, because you see, Yosef HaTzadik, he removed the gid for the brothers when they came down to Mitzrayim. It says, Tvoyach Tavach V'Hachin, he took the gid anosh out. So the Gemara says, from there is a riot that Bnei Yaakov nitztavu al gid. So the brisker says, what's his riot? He also shechted it. It was a Gemara Chayev and Shchit. It says, Yosef HaTzadik was Tavoyach Tevach V'Hochem. He shechted it for them, and he took out the Gid. So, they definitely weren't Chayev and Shchit before Matan Torah. Right? There's a Mandom holds we weren't Chayev and Shchit until we came into the Eretz Yisrael. Even. Right? But we definitely weren't Chayev and Shchit in Mitzrayim. And Yosef did that. So what's the Gemara's Raya from the Gid? So I wanted to tie that the Gemara's Raya is very simple. Really, the gid is a piece of wood. Right? So, there's no time coming out of the gid. There's no reason to extract the gid. Even if you want to, you don't want to have any time from the gid. You don't have time from the gid. There is no time in the gid. The Torah came when it ushered it and created a reality. Zok the Gemara. So koidim shenit, there'd be no reason to do that. The fact that Yosef extracted the gid prior to Matan Torah has to be that they were nitztav al gid. Because if they weren't nitztav al gid, he was doing nothing. So you could only keep that which has a meaning, had no meaning. What he was doing, he was extracting a piece of wood. There's no time coming out of it. But the bottom line is, that's what Rashi means to say. That in a chanami, if the Torah would have not said that you need Zrika's dam to make pigul, and a kohen would take blood and spritz on the mizbech from a pigul carbon, it'd be like throwing water on the mizbech. But b'hochi chayv rachmona. That's what Rashi's saying on Membez. B'hochi chayv rachmona. You're right. If the Torah wouldn't have given us the Isser, you would be doing nothing. And Taka, let's go in a non-pigul carbon. Let's talk about a non-pigul carbon. Dam Tomei, okay? Dam Tomei, Dam Balmum. Let's go to any case but pigul. and you took the blood and you spritzed it on the Mizbeach, what would be? Nothing. Water. Because it's not, because it doesn't have a din dam. There's no din drink. So Rashi is basically saying that in a chanami, but by pigul there's a din hartzah. And therefore, because so it's very unclear what Ula is trying to say. Ula is coming in our Gemara and he's saying, I have a raya that the Shein Pigul is off, because otherwise, how does it create Pigul? The fact that it creates Pigul means that it itself can't be Pigul. Why? Because then what kind of Zrika is it? The answer is, Hochi Chayvi Rachmana. That's what Rashi's saying. It's very unclear what Ula is saying. That's all I'm saying. That's number one. The Gemara says like this. So that's Ula's Chiddush. Michael says the Gemara, okay, fine. So what's he trying to say by Paka Pigulim? Michael Mashmur. Yeah. Meaning, Halacha L'maisa, what's he saying? What's Ula trying to tell us, Halacha L'maisa? Says the Gemara like this. If that's what he's trying to say, that there's no pigul on the koimetz, we know there's no pigul on the koimetz. Tanina, elud form shein chayav on mishum pigul. So we know that already. We don't, meaning it's not just we know that already. It's working with a different lumdus. Ul is coming to say that the shein pigul goes off. Right, we already know that the shein pigul. It doesn't go off. It's never there to begin with. That's the one. It's never there to begin with. So first of all, the Chayra, the Karen Oira and the Briskerov both ask the same question. But the Chayra, this Gemara is a Raya, right? The Chayra, that there's no Din Pigul at all. Remember, we were analyzing this last week, that when we say, Eilu Dvarim Shein Chayav Nalei Mishin Pigul, doesn't mean no Chayras, but yes, Shein Pigul. Or there's no shame pigul b'chlal. So we had the Rambam. The Rambam says it's still osur b'achila, right? Meaning even though there's no chorus, still osur b'achila. That's the Rambam, right? That's the Rambam. It's still osur to eat, right? But we still were analyzing. Does that mean it's osur to eat because it's pigul just without chorus? We had Rav Steinemann's shaila as well. Does that mean that it is pigul? It's just there's no chorus. Or there's no pigul at all. Why can't you eat it? The koimetz? I'm not talking about an ulus case. Why can't you eat a koimetz, a pigul? Because the general law of kol sheyesh by kachrim, all psalim mikdashim, kol sheyesh by all psalim mikdashim, yesh isa b'achilos. There's one law on all of them. Pigul, noiser, tomei, all of them have one law, a separatism. And that's the reason why the mitzvah, kol psulei mikdashim shebolol on ze bezeh, the mitzvah to kazayis. That's how we answered the Rabbi Yehudah Eibishitz's kasha about isurim of atmon ze bezeh. Why by kochim we say any isurim of atmon ze bezeh? Why don't we say, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch paskin like that in your day? And the answer we gave was because by psulei mikdashim they all share one love. Right? So l'chayra our Gemara is a raya that it's not pigul at all. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara's kash on Ula? The Gemara asks on Ula comes and makes a statement. The claimants, as soon as you put on the Mizbeach, pigul is off. That's Ula's statement. Yeah. The Gemara says, my Kamashma. If you're telling me the Kamashma is that there's no dim pigul on it, Tanina. Yeah. Our Mishnah already says that the claimants is no pigul. Without putting it on the Mizbeach, there's no pigul. There's intrinsically no pigul. But if you learn that there is a din pigul, no, just no chorus, then that's Ulus Chiddush. Ulus Chiddush is that the Isser Heftza on the koimetz, the Isser of pigul, that's on this. No chorus, but the Isser pigul is off. You understand? The Gemara is saying Tanina. The Gemara is saying our Mishnah says there's no din pigul. No, it doesn't. Our Mishnah just says, Ein Chayov and Aleim chorus. So the Chayra is Gemara. But you should know the Karen Oira and the Briskerov both ask on this Gemara. What's the Gemara's Kash on Ula? Maybe saying it's that the Israchila goes off. Meaning, the Rambam said you're not allowed to eat it. The Koimitz of Pigul. Maybe that's what Ula said. That's the Kasha that they ask.
So I think it stims. It l'chore, this gemara would be a shtickle raya. That when we say there's no pigel, it doesn't just mean that there's no chorus. It means there's no pigel b'chlal. And even if there's an issur to eat it, it's a separate, it's not the issur pigel. So therefore the Gemara therefore knew that that can't be what Ula is trying to say, because the Mishnah already says there's no pigel. That's what I'm trying to say. The Mishnah already says there's no dim pigel. Says the Gemara, says, there's no din of pigel. Ella must be telling you a different chiddush. The fact that you were malad on the mizbeach, now it belongs there. Now you don't take it down. Meaning, even though it's possible, the koymitz of the pigel is possible, and really you're not allowed to be malad on the mizbeach. But once you did it, you keep it there. Maybe that's Ula's chiddush when he says poka pigul, I mean, that you don't take it off the mizbeach. Which l'chaira, if not for this din, you'd have a chiyuv to take it down. So you shouldn't do a haktorah on the mizbeach of a possible thing, right? L'chaira. Says the Gemara, Tanina. It's a beferish of rice. How long by yoytzi v'atome v'nishchat chutz l'zmane v'chutz l'mkoyme. If you have a korban that's possible for any of these reasons, yoytzi, tome, lina, or pigul, imolu lo yerdu, shteit klar. We already know the din of Malul Yerd. So that can't be Ulus Chiddush. So what's Ulus Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Elo, maybe Ulus coming to say a bigger Chiddush. Dim Yerdu Yalu. Okay? That's a much bigger Chiddush. That's a much bigger Chiddush. Why is that a much bigger Chiddush? It's not clear why that's a much bigger Chiddush, but it is a much, it clearly is a much bigger Chiddush. For Rayat Aloha is that you don't put it back on. The Gemara says, "Hanami tanina, k'shem shemalu lo yerdu, kachem yerdu lo yalu." Okay. Very, very strange. Right? But the Gemara is basically saying that Ula is coming to be mechadish in the Havamin of the Gemara. Ula is coming to be mechadish. That imolu, just like imolu lo yerdu, im yerdu yalu. Right? To which the Gemara says that can't be, because the price says klar not like that. The price says, now what taka, first of all, what taka is the difference? What taka is the difference? L'chaira, the yisoid of him, imolu lo yerdu, is once it goes on the mizbeach. So now it becomes a chelik of the korbanos ha-mizbeach. So why taka is there a difference of between imolu lo yerid vim yerid ola, lo yale? But more than that, and this I don't know why the Achronim are not bothered, this bothered me always, what's the Kishem? What's the Kishem? If anything, it should be Afalpi. Afalpi Shem Olu Lo Yered. Right? Meaning, it's not a Kishem B'chlal. There's no Kishem here. It's Afalpi, that's the way you should read L'chor, right? Afalpi Shem Olu Lo Yered, even though once you put on a Mizbeach, you don't take it down. Right? Still in all, im yorad lo yala. That would make sense. Right? But the kishem l'chor makes no sense. Because imol lo yerid is a reason why you should put it back on. Not a reason why you shouldn't put it back on. Right? You could tell me, in spite of the fact that there's a din of imol lo yerid, in spite of that, there's still in all, im yorad lo yala. That makes taka sense. That has a pshat. But the other way around doesn't have a pshat. No. No, but I'm saying, what's the logic? Exactly. No, you're 100% right on the surface. That's what it's saying. It's a loshen. But in longus, It's opposite Londis. In Londis, it should say afilu. You know. Even so, afalpi shem olole yeged. Because olole yeged is halacha. You see from our, it's a certain level of kashrus. Olole yeged is a kashrus. You understand? It's a kashrus. The Gemara is making a dimion between Ula's din of poka pigulo mimeno. Right? Shem olole yeged. That means all the Yerid is not just like David is saying, Shaval Tasa. It's not Shaval Tasa. It's a halacha. That once you put on a mizbeach, it's halacha. You leave it there. It's not just you're supposed to sit like a dummy. Because then what are we applying to Ula? Ula comes and says, Poka Pigulim. We're saying, yeah, that's the din of a Malala Yerid. So I think in order to understand just this keta, we'll get to the more complicated piece here. This keta alone, I think this is the way you have to understand it, the way we were mocked it. They're really, by anything that's mocked, that you're mocked on the Mizbeach, this is also going to answer a lot of kashas we have with Dam, relating to Ula's din. Anything you put on the Mizbeach, you're mocked on the Mizbeach, has two steps. It has the step of the Odom, and it has the step of the Korban. That means, unlike Dam has one step. Maisa Zrika, right? By anything that's hooked on the Mizbeach, there are two steps. There's a step from the person, and then there's a step from the Chefs of the Korban to get consumed. These are two completely different steps. That's it. Now, if we would link the steps, this is the critical point I'm trying to bring out here. If we would link these two steps, then there's two possible scenarios. Let's say we would say, no, we don't separate the Gavra and the Chefs. We don't do that. We don't do that. It's the Gavra, the Chefs is all one thing. Your Maisa Haktorah from your end is not complete till the Haktorah happens. I mean, we find that Lamashal, just for example, Hilchas Shabbos. Somebody throws an object. We had this in Krisis. We spent a lot of time in Krisis on this. Somebody throws a Chafetz. And after he throws it on Shabbos, he finds out it's Shabbos. So he becomes amazed. Yeah. In his Maisa, there's nothing changed. You can't make your mice into mazid. It's out of your domain. Right? You threw something out of your window, out of Rishus HaYochid. In between, it's in the air, before it lands, you say, oh, it's Shabbos. You know what the Mishnah Paschas in Shabbos, you're potter from a chatas. Potter from a korban. It's a pellet de kesugi. Because you need tchilos ha'ishkoga for sof ha'ishkoga. That's the Mishnah in Shabbos. Zichanat chayim misa. That's one of my kashas. My kashas is, what do you mean? How do you become amazed? My mice is over. My mice is completely over. If somebody would do a ritzicha b'shogeg, okay, so he mistakenly unloaded the gun, okay, pushed the button and the bullet dislodged, yeah, and as the bullet's in the air, it's going towards his enemy. He goes, oh, bo kasha. Gewaldig. We gaan eten tegen de gozer. He's not chayv for tzicha. Because the measurement of your action can only be so long that you're in control of your action. Once the action is out of your domain, there's gateness. It's not shayach. And I have to say, I've been walking around with this kasha maybe 20 years. From the very first time I was mind making the sugya, and I couldn't get a pshat in the sugya. How could it be, and there's Yerushalmi on it, how could you be have a shame mazid? Well, not a mazid. How could your status of shogeg change when it's not in your domain anymore?
You did have
enough shogeg. I did.
The hanocha.
I did.
You did a mazid.
I did. Because the hanocha, why am I chayvan that hanocha? Because of my zrika, right? Why is that hanocha miyuchas to me?
Because I made
the zrika. Oh! So if I have to define, yeah. Is that chayfetz lying in Rishus HaRabim because of my mazid or because of my shogeg? It's because of my shogeg.
Everything you did was
exactly.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Doesn't matter. What would be if the guy, Liza, what would be if a guy threw it b'shogeg, right? And as soon as you throw b'shogeg, somebody goes and handcuffs you. So now you're an onus. Huh? Are you chayv achadus? No, the hanocha was boinus. The hanocha was boinus. Terry says, the hanocha wasn't boinus. The hanocha is misyachas to my zrike. The hanocha is not misyachas to what I happen to be doing when it lands. Do you know what I'm saying? So the emesis, maybe 10, 15 years ago, they printed in one of these journals a shiur from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Until I saw that shiur, I didn't have pshat this again. Pasha pshat. Rav Shlomo Zalman gave me pasha pshat. Art school pshat. Rav Shlomo Zalman said a gevaldik pshat. He said that what's machayev achatas? You need a yediyah. You need a yediyah. Right? You need to have a shkogo, and then you have to have a yediyah. Without a yediyah, let's say a person never found out that he did this avera. It's not pshat that he never brought a chatas because he never found out. He was never chayev. The yediyah is the machayev, and that's what we increase this. We spent a lot of time verifying. It's the knowledge that's machayev. Zot Rav Shlomo Zalman HaGevaldik Gezach. He says, so in order for you to be chayev, it has to be that when you get that yediyah, that knowledge, whatever your shkaga was, that knowledge now made you chayev. Right? So for example, let's say somebody did a maisa b'shegik, and for whatever reason, when he got that yediyah, he wasn't in the parasha becoming chayev. So he'll never be chayev chatas. Meaning, when he did the maisa b'shegik, he was taka bar chiyuva, but he didn't have the yediyah. When he got the yediyah, he wasn't a bar chiyuva. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you got the yediyah that it's Shabbos before it landed, so it's not that you turn into a mezid. It can't be mechayev you. Because I have, before I'm able to become mechayev achatas, I have a yediyah that it's Shabbos. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that I turned into a mezid. It's that it expired. It expired before it got a chance to be chal. The idea shkoga is what's machayev the chatas. That means the Torah says when you found out, it's that finding out of your transgression that's machayev you chatas. What we learn out of the psukim there is tchilos and v'seif and shkoga means that idea at the moment that it's chal has to trigger a chiv. It can't, because when I found out that it was Shabbos, all I did was an akira. So he's saying it's the knowledge, it's the reversal of the shkaga that triggers the chiyuv chatas. It has the same tour as if you were amazed. You're not amazed. It's not that, oh, now we give you patch, you amazed, or like you said, kiskila. No, we just say you're in the same category as amazed. Why does amazed without edus and asra not bring a chatas? Because he's not a shogak. Why is he not a shagak? Because when the malacha occurred, he had knowledge. Okay? So the chiyuv chatos is chal when it's hoida elof chatosai. The knowledge of the shkogos machayev chatos. So we learn out of psukim that knowledge has to be able to be machayev you. Here, when you reverse your shkogos state, you don't have a malacha.
Because the knowledge has to be of something that already happened.
That already happened. That already hoida elov chatosai.
I already did the full avera, and now.
And the only thing lacking is the idea. The idea now, it's almost like the idea becomes like the avera by chatos. The idea is what triggers the chiyuv chatos. So you probably remember this. I was mamish. It was a simcha story by me. Because till I saw that, mamish had no. And I've asked many groisi yidden. I couldn't get pshat. And what's pshat in this? But it was because I was going along the lines that what the Gemara means when it says Seif Shkoga. It means that no, you're not a shogeg. We treat you like amazed. It's not pshat that you're amazed. The pshat is you're in the same category as amazed because your yediyah couldn't be your yediyah. So now let's go back to here by the mizbeach. If we look at the consumption of the mizbeach. Like the Hanukkah of Shabbos. Meaning, it's true, I, the Kohen, completed my Haktorah when I put on the Mizbech. Yeah, but it didn't happen yet. Till it gets consumed. So, one way to view it is that my Avodah is completed when I put on the Mizbech. The other way to look at it is, no. It's not completed when I put on the Mizbech. Because it's like I threw it. Till there's an Achilus Mizbech, till the Mizbech consumes it, nothing happened. I started, but nothing happened. Okay. Now, At this point of the Gemara's Hava meaning, is that Ula said, as soon as you take the koyimitz and you put on the mizbeach, poka pigulim in it. Right? The only way that has explanation, the only way that has an understanding, is if you say, we don't look at it like the haktara, the achilas mizbeach is part of your haktara and halah. No! Your halah is completed. Your halah is done. Right? Your halah is done. And now there's a parasha called haktara, and that's part B. And since part A is completed, so mamela, the pigle goes off. Versteitzach, if part A wasn't completed, you did nothing. So of course, you're in the same place you were 5 minutes ago. Right? So l'chaira, what the Mishnah seems to be saying here is like this. Now, that's one way. The other way to learn is, there's all l'chaira in the Ula, there's only two ways to understand Ula's din. Either simply the way I just told you, that Ula's saying is, there's two parts. There's Haktorah, Mais Haktorah, and there's Achilas Mizbeach. The Haktorah is complete Chelek Aleph. Once you put on the Mizbeach, done. Poka Pigulim. The other way to learn, there's only one other way to learn Ula, and say no, that they're linked. But, there's like a Basamei Karaz Linen. We look at it as soon as you put on the Mizbeach, like you have in Bava Kama. You throw the Kli from the Gag, it's like it's broken already. Meaning, they are connected, but once you put on the Mizbeach, it's Ki'ilu, it already got a Haktar. Instead, those are the two ways to look at Ula. But for sure, if Ula looks at it like the two are linked, and you only did it halfway, then he makes no sense what he's saying. Because then let's wait for it to get consumed, then we can make decisions. So those are the two ways to learn, right? But there's a third way to learn, right? The third way, which won't work in to learn, if you learn that way, to learn that the two are linked, and when you're halfway done, nothing happened. Then Ula would be Chinese. Right? So the Gemara first assumed that Ula was saying what we first said, which is that as soon as you put on a mizbeach, part one is completed. There's another din that there should be achilas mizbeach, has nothing to do with you. Since your avoid is completed, poka pigulo minana. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara says, that can't be, Tanina. We learned that already. We know him all the way. Okay. So now the Gemara goes the other way to learn. Elamai, maybe you'll sing a second chiddush. What's his chiddush? No. Haktorah and Allah are connected. But we look at it like it's already completed. Yeah? And therefore, even if it would fall off the Mizbeach, you put it back on because it belongs on the Mizbeach. One second. No, they're linked, meaning Haktar and Allah are linked, but as soon as the Gavra puts it on the Mizbeach, we treat as though the Haktar happened already. So now it's already part of the Mizbeach. The Chafetz is part of the Mizbeach. So now if it falls off, it goes back on. Oh. So on that, the Gemara says, no. No, we have a Brisa not like that. And the Brisa is actually what the Brisa is saying is precisely the first way, the way we learn to, which is, taka when you do haktara, poka pigulim imenu. And you know why? Because the avodah is part A is completed. Because if we would treat it that part B is part of part A, then we wouldn't even leave it on the mizbeach. The reason why we leave it on the mizbeach is because we isolate part A from part B, and therefore we look at it like part A is completed. Now the price is givaldik. Kishem. Shem aloi lo yered. What's the reason why him aloi lo yered? Because we don't treat part B as part of part A. If we treated part B as part of part A, it wasn't Allah. You understand? The whole din of aloi lo yered, the Bryce is telling you, is because we don't treat part B as part of part A. Part B is part B, part A is part A. Because if we would treat, what the Bryce is basically telling you, is that if you want to link it, then you'd have to take it down. The reason why we're telling you not to take it down, is we say, no, there's Haktorah, there's Achilas Mizbeach, say dinim. Okay? So if that's the idea, says so Dr. Bryce, kishem, just like we isolated part B from part A, and we treated it like part A is completed, And that's why lo yeret. So too, if it falls off the mizbech, so part B didn't, nothing, part B didn't happen yet. So you don't, that's the Gemara's kasha. So you can't tell me that that's Ulus Chiddush. You want to tell me that Ulus Chiddush is what? That maybe part A and part B are connected and we treat it as though part B happened already. No, the Brisa says clearly that the reason for him all the way is not because we look at part A and part B that they happened, they already happened. No, we isolate them from each other. And we say part A is completed and part B didn't happen yet. And that's why you can't put it back on the Mizbeach.
Why not? Why in your
case? So it's very, again,
part A is finished.
Part A is finished and part B, nothing happened yet. It didn't yet get consumed on the Mizbeach.
There's no basis to put it back on.
The only basis to put it back on is if we say part A and part B are linked, and we look at it that since you've completed part A, part B also has occurred. Like, same thing with the Kama, Bosa Mekar. No, that's the Chiddush. Part A means, in order to leave something on the Mizbeach, that's a Gavra thing. In order for the Gavra to have a Chiv to take something off the Mizbeach, it means that the Gavra, as his part, has not yet completed his Avoida. So long that you finished your Avoida, Salach is you don't do a Maisa. Go back to what David was saying before. Meaning, once you, the Gavra, have completed your Avoida, so there's a din lo yerit. You don't intervene. There's no intervention from your part. Your part is completed. But that mamish feeds the logic that if it falls off the mizbeach, don't put it back on. Don't put it back on. And what the Bryce is basically saying is that if we don't treat, if they are linked together, and Taka, we look at it like. Neither happened yet, neither completed itself yet, then you wouldn't be allowed to leave it on the Mizbeach. That's what the Bryce is saying. Kishem, Shemola Layerid, the Bryce is basically explaining the reason of Shemola Layerid is because you finished everything you have to do, and even though the carbon didn't happen yet, we don't look at that part. So if that's the case, Kach, if the carbon fell off, now you have a Shailas, the carbon, Oyve, I did my thing. This belongs on the Mizbeach, doesn't belong on it. This is Pigel. This doesn't work. That's how the Gemara basically is saying that Ula's halacha doesn't work. So on that, the Gemara introduces the new ideas of the Gemara. Because the avoid is nigmar, but the heft of the carbon is not. Kachem yeredu lo yalu. So the Gemara, lo tzricha shemashla b'henor. Mashla b'henor. That's a new category. Mashla b'henor means that once the fire of the Mizbeach already ignited the carbon, whatever you have on the Mizbeach, so that already is considered that now the Heftza became part of the Mizbeach. That's part B. This once part B, then it goes back up. That's the essence. Shemosh Lebohenor. Now, there's a big stira. If you look at Rashi, turn to Rashi on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Ayin Beis, really, you can start, the sugi starts in a manalif. Take a look at Ayin Beis Amidalev. You know, we have it here because the Gemara has Aver de Mechaber. Yeah, you know, just turn the page. Just turn the page because you have the main Nekudi you have over here. Rashi says over here, Ikalaman Dama, Kivon de Mashla Ha'or Bimikzosa Niklat Kuloi Bikdush. You don't need Ruboy. You don't need Ruboy. Once the oil already touched part of it, so that means you took the koimetz, you put on the mizbeach, right? And once the koimetz got a little ignited, even though most of the koimetz is not ignited, it's like one koimetz. We treat it all like one mashla b'hemor. That's as I talk to Rashi, right? Now the ma'isin Rambam, the Rambam brings down also like Rashi. By us. But he actually says that in order to be Paka the Shem Pigel, you need Mashla or Berubai. Not Pakuloi. In order for Pigel in order for the Din Pigel to go away, that's what the Rambam says.
The Rambam says like this. When I asked Oilin to go through this Rambam and Reb Chaim on the Rambam for just for next week, the Rambam is two Rambams here. The Rambam in Psulei Mukdashim, the beginning of Paragimel, he says that Kivon Shehelulim is Bech Poka Pigulei, meaning like Rashi, as far as the din of Imololo Yerid, the Rambam paskins, that's enough. That's how he paskins. But Lagabi, the Isser Pigul going off the object, for there he paskins, you need Moshlo or Berubai. And it's not enough. If you look in Perek Beis, it's not enough for it to start. It has to go weiter. Yeah, here really, it's more Barichas. Let me just give the Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Chof Aleph. There, that's what he says it mamish blatantly. He says, Mosh Lohor Berubai, Pokai Surah. So the Rambam holds basically, like Rashi, Lagabi Yimolo Loyerit, and Lagabi the Isser Pigel on the claimants itself, Lagabi the Isser Achila of Pigel, for that. For that, you need Moshla Berubah. He said, Reb Chaim asked the Kasha in Mamon of Shuch. What's going on? The Mishnah Malach also, in Paragimu Psulei Mugdashim, the Mishnah Malach asked the Stiris Rambam. Reb Chaim has a tremendous Arichas. So if you could at least look up the two Rambams, if you have time to look up Reb Chaim also in Paragimu of Psulei Mugdashim, it's the main piece there, you'll see. He's Oymer on these two Rambams. Okay, we'll stop here for today.